We're still early enough in the Advent season that I'd like to say a word about Advent in general, and then we'll look at today's readings. In order to get a good understanding of this season, the Church gives us a little passage from a sermon by St. Bernard. This is from today's Office of Readings. I'll just read the first paragraph of it because it's a good summary. This is what St. Bernard says. We know that there are three comings of the Lord. The third lies between the other two. It is invisible, while the other two are visible. In the first coming, he was seen on earth dwelling among men. He himself testifies that they saw him and hated him. In the final coming, all flesh will see the salvation of our God, and they will look on him whom they have pierced. The intermediate coming is a hidden one. In it, only the elect see the Lord within their own selves, and they are saved. In his first coming, our Lord came in our flesh and in our weakness. In this middle coming, he comes in spirit and in power. In the final coming, he will be seen in glory and majesty. So he goes on about these three comings, but I just like that kind of overall picture of what we're doing here. Yes, we are preparing to celebrate something that already happened, the first coming. Yes, we are preparing for what will happen, what we usually call the second coming. St. Bernard calls the final coming. And yes, we are here right now listening to the Word of God, listening to God speak to us. He's the one showing us how to prepare for the celebration of what has happened and for the welcoming of what will happen. He's doing that right now. So this is the intermediate coming. With that awareness, let's look at today's liturgy. It's another example of how beautifully the Advent season is woven together. The central theme of these readings, first reading Psalm and Gospel, is the Messianic banquet. Even before we get to the readings, the opening prayer, the collect of this Mass, mentions the banquet. This is the prayer that I said, prepare our hearts, we pray, O Lord our God, by your divine power, so that at the coming of Christ your Son, makes us think about the second coming or the final coming, but it should also make us think of his coming to us in this Mass. At the coming of Christ your Son, we may be found worthy of the banquet of eternal life. So see how the liturgy is telling us this is what we're preparing for, or what we're being prepared for. The banquet of eternal life, and merit to receive heavenly nourishment from his hands. Heavenly nourishment, that's what we're getting from the Word, and it's also what we will receive in the Eucharist, and what we will receive when Christ comes again. So it's this collect, this opening prayer, gives us a good understanding of what we're doing here. Then in the readings, scripture readings, today's gospel is this kind of a overall picture of what Jesus is doing and why he's doing it. Sometimes gospel passages give us one healing, for example, or one exorcism, or one parable, and we could say, well, that's what Jesus is all about. He's here to heal, or he's here to free us from evil, or he's here to teach us. But in this gospel, is Matthew chapter 15, we see, first of all, Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee. We see him going up the mountain. We see him teaching. We see him healing. We see him, and then the passage concludes with this multiplication of the loaves because his heart is moved with pity for the crowd. So we get a much bigger picture of what Jesus is all about. Yes, he's a healer. Yes, he's a teacher. Yes, he's providing, but he's also revealing the heart of God. He's a shepherd caring for his flock. And he does it in such a way that the flock is provided an abundant banquet. They all ate and were satisfied. We might think that eating 3-day-old bread and dried fish might not be such a great banquet, but if you're hungry and if someone provides you free food and in abundance, you rejoice. Now, that's already a lot, but the church puts this gospel together with this extraordinary prophecy of Isaiah 25, the prophecy of what will happen in the days of the Messiah. The Lord will provide on this mountain a feast of rich food and choice wines. Juicy, rich food and pure choice wines. Now, the crowd on the mountain probably didn't think of the prophet Isaiah. They were hungry, they were seeking healing, they were attracted to this preacher. They probably weren't thinking about this prophecy. But the church, stepping back from the event of the moment, says, look at what's happening here. This prophecy is fulfilled on the holy mountain. It doesn't look like rich food and pure choice wines. It's something greater, in fact, than mere food. It's heavenly provision, heavenly nourishment. The prophecy goes on to say something that's not as evident from the gospel, but not only will God provide a banquet, he will destroy death. He will wipe away all causes of suffering and of weeping. He'll wipe away the tears from all faces. He's going to reveal himself as the answer to what we are longing for. We're not just hungry for food. And we know that's true because when we eat and we're filled, we're not hungry anymore. There's still something in us that is unsatisfied. No matter how good the food is, how good the wine is, we get to the point where we say, well, we don't want to eat anymore. We're full. And yet, there's still something in us unsatisfied. So this prophecy is that when the Messiah comes, he will satisfy not only the longing for food or any bodily need, he will satisfy the longing for freedom from suffering, freedom from fear of death, the longing for God himself. Then in today's Psalm, famous Psalm 23, we hear the Lord revealed as the shepherd who provides in such a way that we no longer have any unsatisfied desire. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not be left unsatisfied. Now, how does this apply to us? Well, here we are in Advent, still in the middle of our friendly neighborhood pandemic, and everybody is still wondering how this affliction is going to be lifted from us. We are the crowd longing for some answer or for answers. And the temptation is always to look to some earthly thing to satisfy our hungers. That's always the temptation. It never works. This liturgy, these readings tell us, look to the Lord. Look to this intermediate coming that St. Bernard talks about. Look to the one who can actually answer this deep hunger. And discover that he provides in abundance. He provides more than we really need. Which means we also have a lot to give to others. Even though we are a hungry, broken, wounded crowd, because of the Lord, we are also rich and healthy and have means to be extraordinarily generous to others. We're both. We're poor and we're rich. We're hungering and yet we have plenty to give. This is what applies to us right now in the intermediate coming. This is why Jesus, when he takes these 7 loaves, he takes them, he gives thanks, he breaks the loaves, and then he gives them to the disciples. The disciples are the intermediaries of the abundance of God for the people. And that's the position we're in now. we who are part of the crowd are also given something to share with the crowd. In Advent, yes, we're longing for the coming of the Lord, we're preparing with joyful anticipation, but we should also be moved to share with others. I think this does happen a lot. The closer we get to Christmas, the more generous people become. And that's a fitting Advent spirit. As we await the Lord, we also are sensitive to others who are in need and who are longing for the Lord. They might not know it that way, they might not say it that way, but everybody is hungry. So let us be part of God's answer to that hunger in providing for others as we rejoice in the Lord providing for us in abundance.